This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. The U.S. Senate failed Monday to pass measures to avert a partial government shutdown. Their efforts would also prevent a federal default at the start of a crucial legislative week that is highlighting the challenges facing the sharply divided Congress. Republican lawmakers voted to oppose the bill Monday evening. That forced Democrats to look for other ways to keep the government open beyond Thursday and to raise the debt ceiling before the government is expected to default on its loans sometime in late October or early November. Republicans have said they want Democrats to lift the debt limit on their own, saying they do not support the Democrats' multi-trillion dollar spending plans. South Korea says North Korea has fired a suspected ballistic missile into the sea. Seoul's Joint Chiefs of Staff says the launch was made off the North's eastern coast on Tuesday morning. It says South Korean and U.S. intelligence authorities are analyzing details of the launch. The prosecutors at the International Criminal Court in The Hague are asking the tribunal for permission to resume a war crimes investigation. The investigation would look into the actions of the Taliban and Islamic State Khorasan in Afghanistan. Investigators had been examining alleged crimes by all sides in the conflict, including U.S. forces, Afghan government troops, and Taliban fighters. The U.S. State Department acknowledged the prosecutor's announcement, adding, "The U.S. is deeply concerned about the human rights situation in Afghanistan," a spokesperson saying that also includes allegations of atrocities and certainly welcoming efforts to ensure accountability.